Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Pastor. And God bless you, all of you, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Can we just, a few seconds, just to meditate in the Lord's presence. Father, we exalt you. We magnify you for this moment. Father, we ask that you visit us through your word. Let these words that will come for today transform our lives. Bring an awakening, an awareness of the beautiful things that you've laid in store for those that love you. Father, be glorified because it is done. In Jesus' name. May you be seated. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord revealed to me. Praise the Lord. Before we started praying, the Lord immediately revealed to me the whirlwind. The whirlwind. And he will explain what to me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anywhere I go before I preach, normally the Lord gives a word like that. Praise God. And of course, the whirlwind, you know what a whirlwind is? You know what a tornado is? Amen. It's a kind of wind that a twister. Amen. It's a twister, it's a symbol of the Holy Ghost. In the days of Elijah, when Elijah was taken up, this same whirlwind appeared and took Elijah up along with the chariots of fire and God's presence. The same Holy Ghost came down in the form of a whirlwind on the day of Pentecost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to understand today that the Lord is saying that he wants to move by his spirit.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
As you receive these words today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the whirlwind passes over a place, the whirlwind actually lifts up objects. Praise God.
Amen.
It lifts up objects. It has a habit. If it passes a house, for instance, as solid as this house looks, if a very powerful whirlwind, a tornado passes here, it can uproot this house and throw it up in the air. Praise God. And the Lord today said he's going to lift you up into greater heights. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for ministries like this. Hallelujah. We thank God for our pastor. And God bless you. God prosper you in the land. Hallelujah. God honor you in the land. Hallelujah. Praise God. He only saw me preach one time and he had the grace to invite me over. Praise God.
Amen.
And I said, congrats to our sister, IT. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can you just stand up there? Just remain there. You know, you came for a conference some months ago there at Amilan. And the Lord gave me a word that day. Praise God. And after the meeting, another sister in the crowd, the prophetess, very quiet, she told me she saw a ball of fire moving in your womb. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when the Lord speaks, you don't know whether he's speaking about the child or really you also. Praise God. And I must tell you, that day I prophesied to you, not everybody was happy about it. Do you know that? Some people were not happy about it. And I was surprised. You see, but let me tell you, God sees the end from the beginning. And when God has proposed to bless you, God will bless you.
Amen.
God will honor you.
Amen.
Praise God. No longer, no matter the weaknesses we have passed in life, when God begins to move in your life, he will turn that situation into a blossoming garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why God is here in our midst today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So may the Lord prosper you and use that baby as a point of contact for new beginnings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Praise God. Welcome, Mr. Godfrey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm going to share something on this line, and I'm going to try to be very brief. I like my words to be hit the point, not going around in circles. Praise God. This thing that happened with our sister IT She conceived and gave birth to a child. Praise God. And the Bible says clearly in the book of Galatians that the woman shall be saved through childbearing. Of course, God is not speaking about you delivering again and again. God is not saying that your salvation will come by having 10 children. Because the woman in the Bible is symbolic of the church. You see, every man and every child of God here has that feminine aspect in him that is supposed to be married to the Lord. Do you know that? In the things of the Spirit, there is nothing like a man and a woman. Paul says there is no male or female in Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So today the Lord can call you his bride. Praise God. And God is saying today that your salvation comes by childbearing. And what does this mean today? We're going to discover that most of our problem in life today is because we have been laid barren as a result of the transgression from the beginning. How many of us know the transgression of man in the beginning? Do you read Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3? How Adam was tempted and how Adam deviated from the course that God created for him. Remember, Adam in the Bible was placed in a garden of Eden. Adam was reigning in life in the glory of God until the moment of the temptation when he was swept aside. And that is where the suffering of mankind came. Eve received a word, a curse, that she shall what? Bear children with what? Suffering, with difficulty, with pain. He speaks about what? Barrenness. Praise God, barrenness. So we have today in the whole world a system of men that are barren. Barren, unable to bring forth the promise, the seed of God. Hallelujah. The womb is not just there to be there. The womb is meant to bring forth fruit to the glory of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, you have to go back to read this Bible. The Bible is a very mystical book. See, this Bible you see today is not just a letter. It's not just a story book. It's a book that has every key you will ever need to enter back into God's glory. Hallelujah. Many people do not know today that God has left open a door into his kingdom for every man. Praise God. Many people do not realize the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Many people are ignorant of these things. Why? Because they are not yet connected with the Spirit of God. Praise God. We're not just talking about church Christians, born again Christians, a stick on your car, born again. You know? We're not just talking about singing, and crying and all that stuff. We're not just talking about only church attenders. We're talking about bringing forth the Christ. Praise God. Paul says that I travail that the Christ be what? Be found in you. Amen. The prayer of Paul and the prayer of every good pastor towards the congregation is that what? Christ be formed in you, because your ability to form Christ in your womb and to birth Christ, the same way our sister birthed this child, is what will give you the salvation that you seek. Are you listening? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the whole world is in travail today, waiting for the manifestation of what? The sons of God. Where will they come from? It's from here. It's from your womb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Many of us over the years we go around in circles looking for a promise, looking for, you know, a sister walked up to me some weeks ago, said, brother, come and pray for me. This and that. Now I said, okay. I said, many people have prayed for you in the past few months. She mentioned how she went to this pastor, how she went to that pastor, how she went to this revival, how she went. I said, come, are you willing to sit down and listen to what I have to say? I said, make it do quick, I beg, I want to go somewhere. I said, you can. See, everybody wants a blessing. Everybody wants to be blessed. But nobody wants to what? Receive from the Lord. Amen? Amen. Before the woman will bring forth Christ, she has to be overshadowed by her husband, isn't it? The woman has to dedicate time with her what? Husband in secret before that Christ, that child, will come forth in the open. Of course, we assume that Sister IT got involved with her husband, but we don't know. It's a secret.
Yeah.
Do you know? Were you there? All we saw is that we just saw her stomach coming up one day. And we said, sure, what is happening, sister? Amen?
Yes.
So in your closet, your ability to unite with the Lord in love making is what will bring forth the promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the promise rests with Christ and with Christ alone. Nobody comes to the Father except by Christ. Nobody inherits the blessing except by Christ. Because you cannot inherit the blessing as a good man. You cannot inherit the blessing as a man. You cannot inherit the blessing as a religious person. You can only inherit the blessing as you allow Christ to be formed in you. Praise God. And this can only happen as we can allow the Holy Spirit overshadow us the same way it overshadowed Mary in the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that same promise is to us today. These things are prophetic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know the story of our parents in the faith. Abraham. Do you know Abraham?
Yes.
I assume we know all these things. That's why I'm not going to the Bible too much. Praise God. And if you have interest, you can always go back when we live here to say, God, this pastor, this brother shared something with me today. Show me these things. How many of us go to the back to read the Bible? How many of us read the Bible on our own? How many of us fellowship with God on our own? Is it an outward show of church? Of clap clap? Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Spend some time with the Lord. Enough of the telephone calls. Amen.
Amen.
Enough of the talking. Hallelujah. Time is precious. Hallelujah. Time is precious. Spend time in the Lord's presence. Hallelujah. And things will begin to come forth out of you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. So, years ago, we know the man called Abraham, who is actually the father of our faith. Spiritually speaking, I'm going to explain some of these things now. Praise God. Abraham received a call. The Lord suddenly, that call came to Abraham, saying, Abraham, leave your what? Your father's house, your country, your people, your business, leave your associations, leave everything, follow me. I will show you a new place, and I will exceedingly bless you. Praise God. And the whole nations of the earth will be blessed through your what? Through your, where did the seed come from? The blessing will not come from Abraham or through Sarah, but rather from the seed. Praise God. And God said, he's going to make Abraham great. He's going to exalt Abraham. And Abraham, in the seed of Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be what?
Blessed.
Do you know that God never changes? The same communication that God gave to Abraham is the same communication you are receiving today. But today we have a difference. Do you know the difference? God has given us eyes and ears to understand and to see what the to the hallelujah. Today you are receiving a call to a higher calling in Christ. And as you follow the Lord, you are no more, it's not going to be a geographical moving. It's not about moving your, packing up your luggage and moving to another city. But rather you are now ascending into a higher dimension in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the promise, like I said, remains with the seed. There was a problem here. Sarah was what? Sarah was barren. And as long as the womb of Abraham was barren, no, nothing, no law. How do you kind of do it? As long as that womb was barren, nothing, no promise. Praise God. How many of us have gone around in circles? When it's time for worship and praise worship, you see some people smiling and you know, now laugh. How many people have really experienced the joy of their salvation? Of course, when you are born again, you remember some great, great moments you had with the Lord. How many of you have this experience now? Praise God. How many are walking in the victory and in the power and in the glory of God? Our pastor, you are speaking about no power to cast out devils. Amen.
Yeah.
You go out to cast out devils and the devils are casting you out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. You sing and you dance in your convention and your devils dancing and singing with you. They know they fear. Why? Because they don't see the glory of God in you. Praise God. Now the word of God does not come to harass anybody. Why we are hearing this today is to encourage us. Hallelujah. That same word that came to Abraham has come to us today. Praise God. And of course, God wants to turn the situation around. The Bible says Abraham went around in circles for what? Over 30 years. Amen. And Abraham was, he came to over 90 years. Amen. By that time, the wife's mechanism had broken down. You know how a car breaks down? Eh? When a car breaks down, you know everything can't move again. It's all, that's how the mechanism of the woman's menstrual sexual cycle had come to a close. Praise God. But God was able to turn that situation around. And this is the reason we are here today, to hear this miracle. Instead of aborting, going on in abortion. Nobody knows how many abortions Sarah went through. See, before she brought forth that promise. Hallelujah. Praise God. But a time came in with a walk with God that God met again with Abraham. Praise God. Can somebody turn quickly to the book of Genesis? Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Are you there? Are you there?
Amen.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1, chapter 17, verses 1.
Why? Just keep going up there until you stop.
And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly
fruitful.
Exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nation of thee, and kings shall come out of thee.
Okay, let's stop there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you read that? Is this something we do here?
Looking so dull.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sure. It's tough here. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, you have to encourage your preachers. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So they won't look at you, they are just singing the same song. Amen.
Amen.
When we preach here, we want to make sure everybody is hearing what we're saying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive this first, brethren, they're from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I will not end my sermon with asking you for any tithe. Eh? Don't be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody knows me. I don't do that. Praise God. I just want to give you the pure, undiluted word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So it says, Abraham, after over 30 years of unfruitful work with God, he was going around with what? In circles. How many people have changed church? How many times? How many pastors have we had in the past 10 years? How many revivals have we been to for the past 10 years? How many methods have you tried? Is it fasting? Is it oil? Is it praying this way? Is it this type of offering? Has it changed the situation? Do you want to go on in circle forever?
No.
See, but God wants to turn the situation around.
Amen.
Amen. It's not going to be just one of those things that you hear every day. Every year, every child comes out to the logo that this year is the year of blessing. Now, life. Praise God.
Amen.
This year is the year of this. Now, life. This year is the year of 2007 is the year of this. Now, life. Your year comes now. As you can hear what the Spirit is communicating to you today. As you can hear what God, your Father, is communicating with you today. Hallelujah. Because your Father desires to bring you to a perfect end where there is peace, joy, unspeakable. The Father wants to glorify you and restore you back to that place man fell from the beginning. And this is possible right now.
Amen.
As you hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
The word came to Abraham, Abraham, walk before me and be
perfect.
And I will do what? Give you that covenant, that promise. Walk before me and be perfect. That was the command of God to Abraham, and this is the command of God to you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, be ye perfect as what? You see how the gospel is interconnected? Be you what? As your heavenly Father is perfect. God is calling man today to a higher work. That's why Paul says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who taught it not robbery to be equal with God. He said, let that mind be in you. Amen. Praise God. Put on the mind of Christ and no longer walk as mere ordinary human being, but begin to walk as offspring of what? Of God. Amen.
Amen.
Be you perfect as I am perfect. Because there is only one that is perfect, and that is
God.
Praise God. That was the only condition, and you can only do this by faith. Praise God. We walk by faith. Praise God. You have to change your walk. As you are living this door today, it is not the man that came in here that is living here, but it's a new man. Like Paul says, it is no longer I, but
Christ.
Can you start this confession today in reality? Can you connect to what the Spirit is saying and now begin to walk in this new identity? Praise God. As you exercise yourself in this new identity, a new heavens and a new earth opens up to you.
Yeah.
And you begin to walk in the glory of the Father here upon earth. There are places you go to, you don't need have experienced many times. Many, not one, not one, many times. You don't need to show off anything. Just walk in this walk and they will recognize you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. They will recognize you. The demons saw Jesus and they did what? They recognize him. Amen?
Amen.
And that is your portion as you walk this walk by faith. Amen. You don't have to look at your outer conditions. You don't have to look at what happened yesterday. You don't have to look at your many failures or shortcomings as a man. But receive this word today from the Father. And walk this walk by faith. Hear what did he say? He said, walk before who?
Me.
Before who?
Before
God. Before God. Your justification is what?
Before God.
It's before God. So when men are doing like this, you know they do that a lot. They do this for you, isn't it? Man of God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I can't go to the civil posters and they laugh at me. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the test of them say, you don't see me finish. Hallelujah. You don't mean you see finish. Eh? You don't mean you see finish. See finish. You don't see me finish. You don't understand this sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I wonder whether I was in Nigerian congregation. Amen. I was in Kenya some months ago and I thought I was in Africa. So I made some tents and they were looking at me. I look at you, what's happening? The other day I remember, oh, this is another part of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So walk before me and be perfect. The year after, Abraham's wife conceived. Praise God. Why? Because he hearkened to that word. Along with this promise comes a word, a change of name. Amen?
Amen.
How many of us know that one of the promises is that to him that overcomes, will I give a new name? Today, you can begin to walk by this name, with this name by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a holy name. What Paul says is no longer I, but Christ. He's saying that he's wholly consecrated unto the name of the Lord. And I tell you something, in Christ, I and the Father are one. I and God are one. So when Paul says no longer I but Christ, he says no longer I but who? But God. That's what he's saying. See, we are called to a holy calling, to be consecrated unto the name of the Lord. Praise God. In the book of Revelation chapter 14, you don't have to read it, you write it down, go back home and read these verses. John the Apostle saw a company of the redeemed, 144,000, hallelujah, standing upon what? Mount Zion. The Bible says that they had the name of the Father written on their what? Foreheads. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. John was seeing you in your redeemed state. Praise God. And what happened? They sang a what? A new song. Remember what the pastor said earlier today about the new song in heaven, a heavenly choir. Hallelujah. Praise God. Understand except the redeemed. Oh, praise God. This is what the Lord is doing in our life. God is gathering the people back to Mount Zion. Holy God, holy. Paul says, you have what? Come to what? Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And I tell you, no man can get to Mount Zion. There must be a what? A transformation, a change. Hallelujah. Be not conformed anymore to this world, to this age of carnality, to this age of lust. Praise God. But be what? Transformed by the renewing of your what? Of your mind and spirit. This is what's happening today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Walk before me and be present. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the world will begin to bring forth the Praise God. Because every man's way to salvation is to birth the Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Brethren, let us receive this word by faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And walk in this reality by faith. Praise God.
Yes.
I'm going to round up with the book of Isaiah. Can we stand up? Stand up, brethren. Let's do some spiritual exercise. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And I have one or two words for one or two people before I just leave the stage. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. Yes.
Happen to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are held, and to the horn of the pit whence ye are dig.
See, carry on.
Verse 2. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I call you alone and bless him and increase him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
Let's stop there, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants to turn our situation into that of the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Praise God. The Garden of Eden is not a place in the sky. It's not a physical, geographical location. Amen. We're talking of a spiritual reality where you can begin to enjoy rich, fruitful life today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where the joy of your salvation can be restored for you a hundredfold. He says, look unto that example. What example? Abraham. Look unto that example. How I turned his barrenness into fruitfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because without that transformation in the world, without the bringing forth of the seed of the Christ which is in you, there is no entry into the promise. Hallelujah. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Isn't it written? Christ in you has to comfort. He has to emerge. We have to now begin to spend more time with the Lord in love making. We have to begin to, you know, nourish the seed of the Christ within us. Praise God. And come allow it to increase and grow in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let these words that you have heard, take these words and run with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want to go too far. Normally, like I said, my messages are very straight to the point. Praise God. And I believe somehow you have benefited from what you heard today. Praise God. It's a new work by faith. A new work by faith in the Lord. May the Lord keep you in all your ways.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My wife will call and come. I just do a short prayer. Father, we bless you. We exalt you. We magnify your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The roaming around like Abraham has come to an end today.
Amen.
Abraham went around in circles for 30 years. Over 30 years. Until he heard a precise word from the Lord.
Amen.
And you have heard that word from the Lord today.
Amen.
And the Lord says, walk before my face and be what? Perfect. Walk in the nature of God. Walk in the nature of your Father. Walk this new creation walk today by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we pray for yokes to be broken.
Amen.
Let that word we move and go across your people.
Amen.
And let them be lifted up from the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chains broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Conditions in the mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Strengthen doctrines and beliefs destroyed. Fears, bondages removed from their lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you because it is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord showed me the map of the world, you know, round, and showed me the way they used to design with a clock that goes round it like that. That's what the Lord showed me. Then within the map of the wall, with wall with the circle going around, when you turn it, it shows east. When you turn it around, it shows the west. Amen. Then by the side, I saw beautiful flowers that blows on me, beautiful. I cannot describe it. That was this what the Lord has showed me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that for you?
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that the Lord wants to make your situation fruitful?
Amen.
To be fruitful and to flourish like the Garden of Eden is more than money in your pocket. You can come to a realm. It's not a matter of how much you have in your pocket, but it's how much you have God in you.
Yes.
How much you know His presence. Because in His presence is what? The fullness of joy. When you have God's presence, everything you need will chase you. Do you know that? We make a mistake and we look after it. Everybody's mind is focused on how you make money here. I come here, come make money. And many people come with this mind and go back with the kind that comes is back home. Many people, at the end of the day, their life has been wasted. Because they're not hearing the call of their Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ did not have a cup on his back account. But when he needed it, he will ask for them to go and collect it from the mouth of a fish. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can come to a realm of perfect knowledge of the Lord. And God will lead you and guide you. And you don't have to worry about what you eat and what you wear or tomorrow. That is for the unbeliever. But we are believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord keep you and exalt you.
Amen.
And prosper in all things. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.